This was an interesting one.
A woman from China known as Guan Yue was arrested for being employed at 16 different jobs at once, but not actually doing any work for any of them. You see, what Guan had realized was that a lot of the jobs that she had been applying to in the past were remote, long-term projects that rarely involved actually proving that any work was getting done. As a result, she just began applying to as many of them as she could. And eventually, she had gotten so good at interviewing for jobs that she had too many, and started giving away some of them that she had been accepted to her friends for a commission.
Is he saying illegal in China only?
I think it's illegal according to your employee contract. So if your employee contract says you must get approval by the company to have a second job, then yeah, it's probably violating your employee agreement in the US or in other countries.
It's basically a life hack that's come to light more recently because of the remote work movement.
And the thing is, it usually ends poorly. There's a couple times that we've seen it where people had only two jobs, two full-time jobs, and then they lost one. They said, well, I'm glad I had the second. But for most people to have more than two or three or 16, that's going to end poorly for you.
Obviously, this is as it relates to IT jobs, right? I mean, people work two jobs all the time.
IT jobs, and again, we're talking about, you know, side work versus two full-time jobs, or we're talking about like if the employer thinks you're the only one they're working for.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And you're working telework, and they think you're sitting there at home working for them, but in reality, what you're doing is trying to juggle.
Yeah, you're trying to fool the employers that you're working for that you're, this is the only job that you're working with.
Getting into meetings, but you're not putting on your camera. You're making sure you're staying live and in some messenger, but you're not actually doing any work.
So the one exception?
You definitely want to be looking for work while you're employed. Don't say, well, I need to quit my job before I look for work. You definitely want to be applying and interviewing for jobs while you're still currently employed. That's a good time to have one and a quarter jobs, right? So that when you get the next job, you can give your 2 weeks and then transition.
Yeah, it'll be a smooth transition. There'll be no gaps.
And the point about looking for work while you're employed is you actually have that girlfriend phenomena.
What's the girlfriend phenomenon?
It's when you're dating someone and you're more attractive to other women because you have a girlfriend.
Ah, there you go.
So if you're looking for work, you want to be looking for work while you already have a job.
Right.
You'll make a better decision taking another job if you already have a job because you're going to be confident about your ability to stay employed. When you're unemployed, you're looking for any work you can get. So you sometimes will take a job that doesn't actually fit your what you're looking for in your career.
Right. That's a good point. And then if you do that, kind of stuck.
Right. Or you've wasted some time.
Yeah.
Or you have a weird job gap in your history where you did something that was under your skill set.
Yeah.
Right. You don't want to go from being entry level to a mid-tier to a senior tier back to an entry level.
Yeah, absolutely.